Indonesia's resort islands of Lombok and Bali have been rocked by a powerful earthquake, triggering panic among residents and tourists, with thousands fleeing their homes and hotels. More than 80 people are dead, and the quake triggered a brief tsunami warning. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, who's in Lombok for security meetings, was among the evacuees. Our Indonesia correspondent is David Lipson.
Kim, the quake struck the north of the Indonesian island of Lombok. It was a magnitude 7 quake, which obviously is very powerful and comes just over a week since another pretty strong earthquake of 6.4.
Now, it hit at night. It would have caused a lot of panic and confusion.
Yeah, just at about a quarter to 7 p.m. local time is when it hit. So not long after dark. You'd imagine a lot of people would have perhaps just finished their dinner or be sitting down to dinner and be getting ready for bed when they were shaken. And yes, you're right, it did cause a great deal of panic. Indeed, it triggered a tsunami warning. It was only 15 kilometres deep, so that's pretty shallow for an earthquake. And that tsunami warning spread panic not just through the beaches of Lombok, but also the Gili Islands. I was speaking to a contact on the ground in the Gili Islands who said that there were hundreds of locals and tourists who fled to higher ground, and the higher ground isn't really that high. They were huddled in the dark. They were praying after every aftershock, some of them even wearing life vests, fearing that they would be hit by a tsunami. Let's just hear some of their reaction from some of those who witnessed the quake.
I was watching TV when I felt a big shake. The lamp was shaking and people were shouting, "Get out, get out." I ran out from the house in the dark because electricity was down.
We need food, water and medicine right now. There are many people injured and some of them died, but we don't know yet how many there are.
David, Indonesia is prone to earthquakes because it lies on the Ring of Fire, the so-called Ring of Fire. This hasn't been the first one to hit Lombok in recent times.
No, exactly. There was a pretty strong earthquake just over a week ago. In fact, right in the same area, the north of Lombok, and that saw more than a dozen people killed and hundreds of hikers stranded on the volcano of Mount Rinjani, which is very popular with hikers and tourists, after a landslide occurred up there which left them stranded. Eventually they were evacuated, but now we know that there has been this earthquake that was even more powerful just overnight.
Indonesia correspondent David Lipson.